Okay, good evening, everybody. So today we're continuing in some Reish Mem Tes, and today we are learning Si'if Gimel and part of Si'if Dalet. So as we pointed out, there are three sections to Simon Reish Mem Tes, and that is first about traveling on Erev Shabbos, second about eating on Erev Shabbos, and now finally about fasting on Erev Shabbos. So that is today's topic on Yud Dalet Amud Beis over here, page 28 in the Mishnah Berurah. So says the Shulchan Aruch Si'if Gimel. Derech Anshei Maisa Lis Anos B'chol Erev Shabbos. It's the way of Anshei Maisa that people who are very, who do a lot of good deeds to fast on Erev Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lis Anos Sivkata Nirches Kadesh Yutevim Lechol B'layla. That the purpose is that they should want to be hungry when nighttime comes, which is very similar to what we learned about yesterday. That a person shouldn't have a large Su'udah so that he'll be Toiv Lechol. That was the reason that the Mechaber gave. So the reason to fast is to be super to eat at night. But nevertheless, most of the Achronim say it is a bad idea to fast on Erev Shabbos. You're going to come into Shabbos all out of sorts and feeling afflicted and starving. So unless you have such a teeny tiny stomach that if you have any food at all during the day, it's going to make you unable at all to eat anything at night. Then it would be a minuk tov. So essentially the Mechaber says, great idea to fast on Erev Shabbos, and the Mishnah Berurah says, terrible idea to fast on Erev Shabbos. So it says the Shulchan Aruch now, Siv Dalet, and today we're only going to learn the sheet of the Mechaber. We're not going to get to the Ramah, but just be aware that whatever we're learning now is subject to a machlokas. So it says the Mechaber, Im kibul olav lis'anos be'erev Shabbos, if a person does a Kabbalah's tainus to fast on Erev Shabbos, meaning not just stam that the Derech Anshei Maisa, but a person for whatever reason and decided to fast on Erev Shabbos, did a Kabbalah's tainus. Tzarich lisanos atzeis hakochavim. When a person is mekabel such a fast, that fast is serious, and it's supposed to last all the way until tzeis hakochavim. So even though you may daven marv early, you may make an early Shabbos, you got to fast until tzeis hakochavim. Imlo sheperish b'shas Kabbalah's tainus ad sheyishlim l'tzibur tefilasan. Unless at the time that you were mekabel the tainus, you were explicit that you're not being mekabel the tainus in its entirety. That you're only being Mekabalah Tainus until the Tzibur finishes davening Mariv. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tzarech Lesanos, Ukemo im Kibel Tainus Stam Bishar Yimei HaShavua. This is the same halacha as any time you're Mekabalah Tainus. If you're Mekabalah Tainus whenever, during a regular weekday, Didino Hu Atzeis HaKochavim Dafka, that if you just are Mekabal Stam and you're not explicit in your Kabbalah as to what you intend, so there's no reason Friday should be any different than any other day of the week. The halacha is that the fast is going to last until Tzeis HaKochavim. V'lo mahani v'meshe espal tefil sarv mikodem. The fact that you daven marav early doesn't help you, because it'll come up in some tavkuf samach beis, sif alef beis, and this will come up in the halachas of Taniyos. Who had the nacha? So why should Friday be any different? Veinu nechshav le'isur b'mashe nichlas l'shabbos k'shu me'una, aval gav to b'yom ha'shabbos gufa asur l'sanos. Now, even though there's an isur to fast on Shabbos, a person should experience a sense of oneg Shabbos, and it's hard to experience that when one is fasting, there's no real isur of entering Shabbos in a state of inui, and adraba, the Shabbos Suda will address that, and will take you out of the state of inui. So that's not a halachic problem. And if you're Mekabal Tainus, so that's why you were Mekabal upon yourself. Unless the Mechaber said you were Mefarish, you said explicitly that your intention is only up until Mariv, Sivkatam Chav, Imlo Sheperesh, V'oz Mutter, Afilu Odayom Gadol. And then it's going to be Mutter, even if you daven Mariv a plug, and it's Odayom Gadol, it's still perfectly light outside. Mahani Tana'o. Making a Tanai doesn't only work to make the Tanai that the fast should last until after Marit. If you make the Tanai that the fast should last until way earlier in the day, that also works. You could say that it should only last until Mincha Gedola. In the Dirshu over here, he points out that if a person is Masna before he's Makabal Tainus, and then he just points out over here a number of the halachos that appear later on in Hilchos Tainios about Kabbalah's Tainis. So he says in Simtovkov Samuch Beis, Sivkatan Tazayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes that if a person makes it tonight before before he ever does the Kabbalah Tainus, he thinks to himself, oh, I'm going to fast tomorrow until Mincha Gedola. And then when he does the Kabbalah Tainus, he just reads it out of the Siddur, which is the Kabbalah Tainus for the whole day. So you could rely, we could assume that it's Al Das Mashin Hissam Mitchila, that it's probably having in mind what his original tonight was about. He also points out, as far as reciting Anenu, when you're not going to fast the entire day, because you had made this tonight, that it's only going to be up until a certain point of the day. So he says the Shulchan Aruch is going to write in Tavkuf Samach Beis Simbalif that since you're not fasting the whole day, you should not say Anenu. But the Ramah says that that a Yachid should say Anenu in Shomea Tefillah in such a case, because he's still fasting at that time. So it is somewhat of a quasi fast. And then the last thing that the Rishu points out over here is if at the time of the Kabbalah Tainus a person had a Machshava that he's only going to fast half a day, but he accidentally said the full nusach of the Kabbalah Satainis, meaning is a little similar to what we said before, where the person made a Tanai in advance. But over here we're talking about he didn't make a Tanai in advance. He, as he's saying it, he's thinking, yeah, I'm going to fast half a day tomorrow. This comes up all the time when people decide for Yom Kippur Katan, I'll do half a day. But they're just reading out of the Siddur what the Kabbalah Satainis is. So they're thinking half a day, but they're saying full day, because they're reading the nusach of what it says. So Rav Azman and Shevet Alevi, Chelech Chesim, Kuflamin writes that you could still fix it after the Kabbalah Tainus and then say, oh, by the way, what I meant is a half a day, and you could even do that tikkun belayla after the after it's already nighttime. And then he says maybe it's mutter to fast only half a day even if you did not fix it later on, because we assume that clearly you meant what you had in mind and not what you actually said, even though normally we say dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. So to review what we learned today, so first we said that even though Anshei Maisa would fast on Erev Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah does not recommend it, because he does not think it's a good idea to go into Shabbos Kishu Ma'una, and that's based on the Magen Avraham. And the second thing that the Mechaber holds, that if you're Mechabel Atainis, you need to fast until Tseis, unless you stipulated otherwise. Meaning if you stipulate that the fast should only last until the Tzibur Dam Zemariv, or until Mincha Gedola, then that's perfectly fine as well, that the fast will only last until that time. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Shita of the Ramah and the end of this Mechaber when we do Tesvav Amud Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful evening.